Hello everybody, I'm George from Ireland. Thank you for coming to my channel. Well, I'm talking about a Spanish woman, Noelia Castillo, I hope I pronounced it correctly, who committed suicide on Thursday. We like to say, some people like to say euthanasia, good death, but all right. She opted to end her life. That's it. I mean, that's what suicide is. Perhaps that's, is that a euphemism? Is that sanitizing? Is it almost being dishonest? Call it euthanasia. And suppose euthanasia, you know, literally good death in Greek. Is it a good death? Some people are suffering terribly. So she's a 25-year-old woman who was very, very troubled. She was paraplegic because she had attempted to commit suicide 4 years ago and didn't die. But anyway, it's a horrific and heartbreaking case. A woman who had a very unhappy life. And there was some people who are trying to prevent her, abogados cristianos, as in Christian lawyers, say that the government should not be trying to do so. This is in Catalonia, region of Spain. Some people prefer to call it a nation in Spain. So in 2024, she began this legal process arguing for her right to have help committing suicide. I mean, someone wants to end his or her life. It's not illegal for that person to do so. It's illegal for anyone to assist that person. In some places, including South Britain, anyone who assists someone commit suicide can be charged with murder and actually has been convicted of murder in at least one case. But if someone's going to jump in front of a bus or off a building or poison themselves, I don't want to think about it, then that's it. Okay, so people are always going to want to commit suicide. Should the state be doing so? Should doctors and nurses, should their time, should public money, should public, well, publicly funded drugs or whatever be used to help them do so? I tend to believe that people ought to be allowed to have help ending their lives under certain circumstances. This person is over 18, of sound mind. He or she has said it many, many times in front of witnesses. We have verified the person has not been pressurized or coerced into doing so. If he or she is suffering from some sort of terminal illness or some sort of agonizing illness and stuff like that, we just imagine the frustration of her being paralyzed like that. Now, her father opposed this and tried to argue that she should not be allowed to do so. She wasn't compos mentis, that she's suffering from a personality disorder and so on. But anyway, her father, the daughter said her father didn't respect her decision and so on. So she was a troubled child. She was in orphanages an awful lot. She said that she was sexually assaulted by a former boyfriend of hers and things like that, that he had drugged her, helped her do so, that she was assaulted. I'm not sure if this is sexually or not, by a few men she met in a nightclub and stuff like that. So she said she was absolutely certain that she wanted to terminate her earthly existence. That's not a direct quotation. And her family is opposed to this. Anyway, she suffered all sorts of terrible pain. So that's it. Whereas her mother said she didn't approve or was not going to try and prevent it. Anyway, Spain passed a euthanasia law in 2021. So they have to seek permission for help in ending their lives. There were 426 such requests in 2024. I don't know how many were granted, and the data for 2025 is not in yet. Yeah. I don't know who grants permission usually. Is it a medical panel? But anyway, in this case, a judge had to decide because it was somehow contested. You think, who's got locus standi to prevent this? This is very worrying. An otherwise healthy young woman, should we be helping this person end her life? But if we don't, she might do so anyway in a more traumatizing way. But because she's largely paralyzed, she can't jump off a building or jump in front of a train or a bus. But, you know, that would be even worse, to traumatize more people and possibly cause a crash if she did it that way. So anyway, it's a ghastly topic. I mean, I'm minded to say that she shouldn't have been allowed to. She wasn't terminally ill. She wasn't in terrible pain. I don't think so. What do you think? This is what's worrying about euthanasia, is the slippery slope argument that if you allow it in the rarest of the rare case, it becomes simply rare to less rare to almost normal to perfectly normal to, you know, frighteningly commonplace. And what's happened in the Netherlands, which legalizes in the 1970s, it was a handful of cases in the mid 70s, down in the tens of thousands these days, I think. It's been destigmatized. Plus, people are living longer. Life expectancy in the Netherlands is about 82. If we go back to the early 1970s, it would have been about 68. So just more and more people are living longer, are decrepit, and they're not dying quite so suddenly from strokes and heart attacks and things like that. They've got cancer. Sometimes they can delay the cancer, but gets to the stage they'd rather just die. So yes, it's a moral dilemma, ethical dilemma. And I recognize this is a matter of bodily autonomy. In this case, my body, my choice is valid. It's about the individual's choice, the woman's choice, which begs the question, should anyone therefore be allowed to launch a legal case against it? I mean, was she of sound mind? What did she have capacity to make an informed decision? That is what's more questionable. All right. Anyway, thank you for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon. Don't any PayPal, georgecullen79@gmail.com. Goodbye.